just have a few things that I'd like to perhaps tie together some things that have been said. I think some of us can relate. Brethren, stand up. They expound to us, they teach to us, and things go right over our head. But we get a little something, and that's good. That's important. You got something? That's good. So, the first thing I want to read is a verse in 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. I really have three things to kind of tie together. Something from our brother Bob, something from our brother David, and something from our brother Nick. We're being encouraged in a vein of things. And from the life of Goliath, it doesn't tell us in Scripture that he viewed Goliath as a giant. It doesn't tell us that. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Just a few little tidbits or thoughts that I've enjoyed. Just want to bring out one little thing here. Yes, 1 Samuel 17 and verse 26, towards the end of the verse. This is how David viewed Goliath. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God? Is that what it says? No, it doesn't. The living God. That's faith. That's faith. We need to remember that. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is a critical and an important aspect of our Christian life. We were talking about, somebody mentioned about reading the Word of God. Just to recount a little story of a pastor who met a girl on a plane. They were traveling, took up a conversation. And she professed to be a Christian. So the pastor said, "It's nice, it's wonderful." And he asked her, he says, "Oh, you read your Bible? You pray? You go to church? And maybe something else." She said, "Oh no, I'm not that kind of Christian." Talking about relationship with the Lord, the reading of His Word, to be able to overcome, to be sustained. These things are vital. Talked about them. Reading, prayer, meditating, and so forth. In connection with what some of the beginning comments, what our brother Nick brought before us, I'd like to go to Hebrews chapter 10. His opening remark had to talk about with perseverance, and I really enjoyed that. We need perseverance. And here in Hebrews chapter 10, we have in verse 23? No, you have need of patience. Yeah, I'm sorry, here it is, verse 36. For ye have need of patience. That's a good verse, Brother Nick. Ye need of patience. That is better translated, ye need endurance. we need endurance in our pathway down here. Patience is a nice thought, but it's a pathway where we're in a race, and if you're going to get to the end, there's got to be a preparation, a goal set before you, and it's going to take endurance to get to the end. Just the other last little thing was, let's go to, we had the thought of our times are in the Lord's hand to be sustained and to be kept. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33 and just verse 6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. In the New Translation, it's better translated, he shall be the stability of thy times. Who's that referring to? The Lord Jesus. He shall be the stability of thy times. Psalm 31. Psalm 31. I think perhaps some of why I'm presenting is because it's been mentioned how we all have these different trials and circumstances and situations we're in life. So Psalm 31, verse 14, but I trusted in thee. Psalm 31, verse 14, but I trusted in thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Verse 24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Like I said before, and I think as David put it, do you really believe? Do we really believe that the Lord's in control of everything? Do we understand that our times are in his hand? Well, we can be assured from his precious word, and we're encouraged to endure, to have patience, to persevere, to overcome these different things. And it's not left up to ourselves. All we need to do is to have confidence. We need to walk by faith, not by sight, and simply turn to his precious word. We can have reassurance and comfort of every particular situation we might find ourselves in.